You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Down a little bit.
But guess what is back? You know what's also back? The what's red back? Light. Which means we are live. Look, Brian H is already putting his ones up. Mm-hmm. And the big question that we have to ask ourselves as wrestling fans, as we head directly into Elimination Chamber on this fabulous road to WrestleMania, is do you smell what the bloodline is cooking? Something about that doesn't seem all the way quite there. But guess what? We are here tonight to discuss it. And once again, we're going to do our best, which we've been failing at miserably, to get to the bottom of what's really going on with The Rock, with the Bloodline, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts, because tonight we got some questions that need to be answered. Also, Elimination Chamber, who's going to win, men's? Who's going to win, women's? So much to get into, championship culture, and much more right after the intro. But guess what? Remember, the intro ain't as long as it used to be. Let's get it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
Welcome to the Wrestle Realm Now podcast, where we take a deeper dive into the world of professional wrestling. Now, you can watch all of our Wrestling Realm content anytime on youtube.com/thewrestlingrealm. Why did I get stuck right there? Follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, X, and Facebook at Wrestling Realm. Like, subscribe, and engage in a conversation with us. You can download all of our audio content anytime on Anchor, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Watch us and subscribe to our Twitch channel at The Wrestling Realm. I'm your host, yours truly, the realness himself, the real Dwayne Allen. He is your host, Brother Hugh, has the third, A to the A to the S, T to the H to the E, 3 to the R, to the D, the super producer, has the third, Brother Hugh, in the building today. And the speakers by his absence, not just any guy, Brandon the guy, a little bit under the weather today, so he will not be joining us. But guess what, though? Guess who is joining us? The heart and soul of the wrestling realm, all the way from Baron B Dub, Wrestle Talk. That's right, I took it there. Hollywood. Brian H. Waters. See that? Brother Hugh, that was priceless. He had his one up in his jaw drop.
I mean, Brian, I know we just went back before
we did
the show. You didn't have here to go there.
I feel like people needed to know where you came from, man. Like, this is like, no, it was too far back.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
fair good enough. Okay, fair enough. Just ignore that last thing I said.
He's trying to skip that chapter in the story.
No, he's got to finish his story. But guess what? The next chapter in that story resides at WrestleRealm.com. Yes, for all WrestleRealm apparel merchandise, head over to WrestleRealm.com. For t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more. So if you want to shop the Wrestling Realm and you want to participate and buy our merchandise, this is where you can go. WrestlingRealm.com. All of our merchandise, all of our product, so much more to come. Once again, that is WrestlingRealm.com. Do yourself a favor. Go buy yourself a t-shirt. Be a proud wrestling fan. In the upcoming weeks, we will also be doing some live unboxings from WrestlingRealm.com with all of our Wrestling Realm merchandise. If that's not enough for you, for all of exclusive shows and bonus material, subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/thewrestling_realm. Don't forget the underscore. So that's for all exclusive shows and bonus materials, such as Brian Just Starts, soon to come, Realness Reacts, and maybe a few other things. There's a few things on our Patreon channel right now. Brian H. does a lot of writing. I do a little bit of writing here and there, but we are working diligently to make sure that we provide that nice personal exclusive bonus material and content to our Patreon channel. So you can subscribe for just as low as $1 at patreon.com/thewrestling_realm. Now, we are fresh on the road to WrestleMania. There's plenty of live concerts, shows, and things going on as the weather changes and we enter closer to the spring season. But guess what? The Wrestling Room is here to do you a solid. So if you're looking to purchase tickets to concerts, live shows, sporting events, and more, head over to SeatGeek.com where you can use promo code Wrestling Room for any one-time purchase of $50 or more. Now, WrestleMania tickets are off the charts. So trust me, you're going to spend $50 or more. So use promo code Wrestling Room. If WWE Live shows up in your town, use promo code Wrestling Realm. Hey, if you want to go to the latest R&B concert soon to hit Cincinnati with all those R&B 90s legends, use promo code Wrestling Realm. That's SeatGeek.com, promo code Wrestling Realm. Save yourself $20 off any one-time purchase of $50 or more. And shout out to everybody that has used the promo code so far. We get a couple of emails and notifications about those who are using the promo code. So congratulations. You have saved yourself plenty of money partnering with our partners at SeatGeek. Once again, that is promo code Wrestling Realm. All one word, two W's. Now, if that's not enough, if you'd like to advertise with the Wrestling Realm, email us at gmail.com. That's right. Contact us at WrestlingRealm@gmail.com. So if you want to sponsor a segment, if you want to partner with us, advertise a show or a new business, the Wrestling Realm would like to partner with you. Email us at WrestlingRealm@gmail.com and use the word advertise in the subject line. We will get back to you with rates and opportunities for you to become some new business partners with the Wrestling Realm. I think that's everything, isn't it? Did I get through it?
Yep. Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
But you know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
Yeah. It is time for us to talk about the latest and greatest brand show to the Wrestling Realm, Championship Culture, with Brandon the Guy and super producer Brother Hugh Has the Third. Season 2 is upon us, and if you have not seen the first 5 or 6 episodes of Championship Culture, not to mention the first 25 episodes of Season 1, head over to youtube.com/thewrestlingrealm. Playlist Championship Culture. Brother Hugh, the Championship Culture has been quite busy.
Yes, right? It is. Yes, yes.
And guess
yes,
what? Yes. You guys just had a show. You guys have a show every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 we p.m. Eastern about a little, time.
Well, we talked about the NXT Tag Team Championships yesterday, actually. Version 2. Got in a little bit into the history. And, of course, we brought back our top 5 list. So check us out and give us your top 5. Let us know who you think the better top tag team title champions are out there in the NXT universe. But I'm going to give you a spoiler. Bron and Corbin, they're not in it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. yeah. You think?
They're about to lose it anyway, so there's no point in putting them up there.
Dang.
Do you sound like you feel some type of way about that? For a belt guy, you don't sound too happy about this whole situation with Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin being the new NXT tag team champions, because you guys never really mentioned them on the show in a way where I felt like, these guys have a future as NXT tag team champions and a chance to be a part of this show. Why is that, Brother Hugh?
I don't like those makeshift tag teams. You have too many people down here right now that you can probably put together and have them have a better run and present those titles in a better light.
You know,
besides Bron, my bad. I'm sorry. Besides Bron Breakker, he got called up. What is he going to do in NXT? Like,
drop
what's next for Baron Corbin? So, I mean, what's going on? Yeah, like, it just didn't make sense, but I did like the Good Brothers coming in. That's a plus.
There you go.
I'm going to get that in a second.
Yes, sir.
Bron H. Can you hear your boy right now talking about he doesn't like makeshift tag teams? Mm-hmm. Like Kane and X-Pac wasn't WWE champions. What's
right,
going man. On, brother Hugh?
You're right.
You just say I don't like these makeshift tag teams. Like, what? Wait a minute.
You know, it's funny. Wow. We was just talking about this earlier, and we talking about especially like with the women. And mm-hmm. I always say that sometimes when you have teams like this, it's a common good, right? When you look at mm-hmm. like team RKO, rated RKO, it was like, okay, they had like a common interest, right? And a common enemy. Yeah. Then you also look at Tamina and Nia Jax. It was like, you know what? We're part of this bloodline. It seriously wasn't a bloodline, named the bloodline yet.
How fitting.
Right. Yes. So why yes. wouldn't we team up? Or Shayna and Nia Jax. Mm-hmm. Who can stop us? If we get our own way, who can stop us? And then when you also look at tag team titles, right? Let's go back to the back, way back in the day. One of the reasons why one of the greatest of all time, Hulk Hogan, said he always wanted the belt because as a shoot, the belt meant more money. So if you look at it from that perspective, if you can't get your hands on singles gold, why not find somebody on the roster? And like, you know what? Let's go get these tag titles and increase our, you know, our net worth.
That makes sense. And speaking of tag titles, you know, so like I said, this was episode 5 of season 2 of Championship Culture, volume 5 of this NXT series that you guys have been doing. But speaking of volume 5, you know, every time you guys do an episode of Championship Culture, I watch it, right? And if I can't be a part of the show, I've got notes. So guess what? It's loud enough for you. Brian H hates that. He hates it. He hates it. Look at his face. He loves it. I've got notes. Season two. You better in different area codes. Greensboro. See, I told you this is what I was afraid of. Championship Culture, season 2, episode 5, NXT Championship, the tag titles. This version, not the first version, but this particular version. I got 5 tag teams. You know, you guys get your top 5 NXT tag teams. I've got my own. All right. Mm-hmm. Right here. I'm going to read them off. You ready? Here we go. At number 5, the Street Profits, because they're brothers. I agree with you guys about Angelo Dawkins, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought he was going to get cut. He's been around for a little bit. And I was like,
a long time.
Yep. He survived. And then when he did the Street Profits, I was like, oh, man, it looks kind of goofy. But they made it work, man. And you got to support the brothers.
Yep.
Number 4, the Authors of Pain.
Mm.
Guys that are pretty limited. I think they had a great presentation. They had a great manager in Paul Ellering. Very legitimate. So number 4. Number 3, the New Day. Because New Day is one of the greatest tag teams that's ever done it, arguably, if not the best. And having a New Day hold those tag titles bring credibility to NXT's tag team championship lineage. Number 2, Undisputed Era. There's no denying what they did, man. They took that to a different level, man. I think their era kind of legitimized NXT during that time period where everybody's like, I don't want to go to the main roster. So when you think about that particular era, you think about the Undisputed Era and Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. And number 1, my personal favorites were the Viking Raiders. You know, I followed these guys. I wrote about them.
Right.
All the way to the point when they were War Machine back in Ring of Honor. Well, I remember I did an article on those guys before they were even Ring of Honor champions. I predicted they were going to be Ring of Honor championships. I got proof. I even did an edit. I put the belts on them and they retweeted it, so on and so forth. And then they finally made it to NXT, became they went from being War Machine to the War Raiders for trademark purposes. War Machine is a trademark of Marvel Studios. Shout out to Brother Guy.
Oh, you're gonna miss the MVP, so you're just gonna skip out the old name now?
I said War Machine.
Nah, not that one.
The Viking Experience.
No, we haven't got to that part. That was stupid. Yeah, and then they became the War Raiders. Right, they got and then they get called up to the main roster, and they were the Viking Experience. That's the name of their finisher. It was early like Twitter rioting, and they eventually turned it back to the Viking Raiders.
It was like soon as like Bruce Pritchard had like joined WWE, because I don't know if you listened to that episode, but Conrad was like, "Look, I know we don't talk about the Curb product, but what the is the Viking experience?
Yeah, that's,
what is the that was,
and that was during the Vince McMahon era. So you know that was hard to change people's minds. But shout out to the fans. I know if my Wi-Fi goes out of freaking again, I might not make it today. Nah, screw him, man. He's not in charge anymore. He can't sabotage our show anymore. But those are my notes for Championship Culture season 2. Here we go, brother. You watch this. Watch Brian's cringe. You ready?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Those are my names.
That sound like good sound effects. Like, I don't know if I could have did that better.
So we might that need was to record like, that.
That was the perfect amount of beats per second with the crumble.
You got it down to a science.
That's see. You.
But if you want to see this episode and give us your opinion on who do you think were the best tag team in NXT to hold this particular NXT tag team title during this era, Volume 5, Championship Culture, Season 2, Episode 5, youtube.com/TheWrestlingRump, Championship Culture Playlist. Catch up on the first 25 episodes of Season 1. Enjoy the first 5 episodes of Season 2. But Championship Culture is not quite done. You guys had a busy, busy week, Brother Brian Nicks. These guys are hitting towns. Mm-hmm. Brother Hugh, talk about sir. It. What has Championship Culture been up to? You guys made two appearances on two different shows. And in one show, you guys made it to the semifinals. A three yes, count sir. Trivia, and then you guys also made an appearance on the wrestling wrap up. Which one you want to talk about first, brother?
Well, let's talk about the trivia that happened first. So let's make that happen first. Well, we had a great time. We met up with the Four Sides of the Ring. Ended up going up against the Flows on some trivia. We had the Royal Rumble was our topic, and those questions, man, Marcus, boy. Somebody hurt you, bro. I don't know where you was getting those questions from, but we managed to bring it out, and we advanced to the semifinals. So now we're going to go up against the wrestling wrap up, and coincidentally we're guests on their show.
I like them. Good people.
Right there. Great people. We had the
wrestling wrap up.
Mm-hmm. The wrestling wrap up. Yep.
I don't Shout think I've got a chance. To meet them personally.
No, not well, yet.
Great people.
Tell us about your time on the wrestling wrap up, brother Hugh.
Hopefully we'll meet up with them at Mania. But man, we had a great time talking about belts, of course. We had a tier list basically just breaking down the most beautiful titles, the best design, and of course, straight up trash and what everything else in between. But we had a great time. We took like maybe 100 or so belts and just broke them down.
Wow. One by one,
put them into different categories. And man, it was a great time. Look it up. We'll drop the link. Look it up. Watch it. It's a great discussion. If you love belts, check it out.
Everybody That's right.
has Please, a story. Check it out.
Everybody has a story. And guess what? There was plenty of stories to be told on the wrestling wrap up. The championship belt tier list featuring the Wrestling Realm Championship Culture, to be specific, because every belt has a story. So if you want to catch up on everything Championship Culture has done, follow their Instagram page, follow the Wrestling Realm social media pages, just to stay up to date, because trust me, these brothers move fast. But the fastest rising show in the pro wrestling media and podcast community. Wouldn't you say so, Brian H?
Yes, sir.
These guys are moving quickly. So if you're not sure who they are, you want to catch up on it. Once again, it's youtube.com/TheWrestlingRealm and playlist Championship Culture. Man, it's one of my favorite shows. I look forward to it every week. You learn a lot. You get to engage with the community, and then, you know, you get involved in, you know, what we do best, belt talk. So, yes, season two, Championship Culture in the mix. Why are we here today, good brothers? We have two at his cut. Speaking of the good brothers, I never talked about the good brothers on NXT. Did I skip over that?
Yeah, you definitely did skip over.
You know what? I meant to, where's my paper that I balled up? Because on number one, I meant to put the good brothers.
I knew that would
be a future, you know, NXT tag team. When I saw them, I popped. I said, oh yeah, the brothers are back. The good brothers have made their way to NXT, man. I'm excited for them. A lot of people were like, feeling some type of way about it, but Brother Hugh asked me, I told myself I was going to say this on the air. When you look at what they have been doing when they left WWE, they're pretty much doing what they're going to do now in NXT. They've been working with younger tag teams. Like, it's not many veteran tag teams still on the scene, right? So think about it. TNA Impact, they were working with, like, you know, at one point, if they weren't tagging with, like, Ace Austin and Chris Bay, they were wrestling all young talent around the world. You know what I mean? Even during the pandemic, even when they did the partnership with AEW, and, you know, everybody was kind of sharing talent, they were working with all new talent. So what sense would it not make to say right now, you know, we got to rebuild these guys as a legitimate tag team? And, you know, it may not be necessarily room on the main roster, which is the beauty of having the third show. So now you get to work and develop young tag teams, new talent, and you could also kind of get your name back out there and get the mainstream WWE audience re-familiar with the Good Brothers as a tag team, not just being a part of the OC and being of AJ Styles' lackey. So I just wanted to put that out there. But we are here today. So go ahead and say.
So I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. When Carl Anderson kind of stood up and went toe-to-toe with AJ on SmackDown, I popped.
Yeah.
Had a set of balls. Oh, because, like, I always thought he had, like, a star quality about him.
Sure.
Like, somebody I wanted to see.
Especially when he lost the weight.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, see him in some singles competition and some prominent storylines. And I remember sitting there at Raw in Brooklyn, and I was sitting next to Shoemaker, and he was like, look toward, like, before, like, they came out, he's like, just look towards the Titantron, and sure enough, and, like, you know, the crowd popped for him. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, obviously, you know, Luke Gallows, you know, doing the rub for Rhea, letting her body slam him, just goes to show you, you know, and I thought he looked good. I didn't think it looked bad on him at all.
Sure.
And, you know, but I definitely wanted to see a feud brewing between Carl and AJ, because if you look at AJ Styles' character, it's like, he ain't for none of this, man. Like, they all trying to, like, get his attention, and he's like, he about business. And it's like, you know, but they don't want to disappoint Uncle Allen, so.
Sure. No, and this isn't the first time this happened. You remember when the OC first got back together before, right before the pandemic, before, like, things got shut down, they got released. They did the same thing. You know, they were kind of the laughing, joking guys, stuff that they do on their podcast and behind the scenes. They were kind of portraying, like, their work on TV as that being the only thing they did, right? And AJ kind of slapped them both and was like, well, y'all snap out of it. You guys are one of the best tag teams in the world, and y'all out here playing games. Like, get this together. And that's when we got the reinvention of the OC. And they came out with the black and red. And, you know, they were starting to get rolling again. And then, unfortunately, we had a global pandemic. And they went back to, you know, they got released, you know, and they went back to their roots and did what the Good Brothers do. And I'm happy to see them back. So had to put my two cents in there. It's good to see my guys back and not have to they can stand on their own. They don't need the OC. They don't need the, you know, they can be the OC themselves, which is dope. Mm-hmm. So, but we're here to talk about something that seems awfully suspicious. I don't know if you guys felt the same way, but we talked last week when we were on the show, and we left last week's show talking about, we were looking forward to The Rock showing up on SmackDown. And I remember saying, why do I feel like the principal's coming to town and we're about to get in trouble? I said, I'm nervous because The Rock is vicious on the mic. And I was like, man, I don't know what he's going to do or say. I'm nervous. And best believe, The Rock shows up in rare form.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a mix between Hollywood heel Rock and classic heel Rock from, you know, the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, 98, 99. The Rock comes out in this $500 Versace-looking cut, premium cut vest on.
Yeah,
he got some diamonds around his neck. He's got some expensive shades on, and he tears the audience a new one.
There it is. Yep.
Like, it's crazy. You know, Brian, as you said this last week, The Rock comes out. He does this thing when he put like the goosebumps, and as big as his arms are, we saw those goosebumps on camera.
Those are real, like, folks.
Like he, The Rock is a heel, right? But he comes out there and people still go nuts when you hear that music. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm about to get in full frame. Now, I can't imagine this being the original plan of The Rock coming back. How excited do you think he was to come back and say, well, shoot, if they want me to be a bad guy, fine then. Let me go out there and be a version of me that they haven't seen in such a long time. Because that's the first thing he said. He says, I haven't been this guy in a long time, but I bought this version of me has always been there. And then he just proceeds to tear Salt Lake City a new one. Were you excited to see heel Rock back in WWE in this form and fashion, Brian H?
Yes, sir, man. Well, of
course, I shouldn't have asked you first. I should have asked Brother Hugh first. Right. Of course, I hate that's on me.
He knew what's coming. Yep.
The reason why I was excited to see heel Rock, because as much as I'm a Rock fan, and you know, when we it's funny, go back in the archives and you'll see, like, I'm going for the Rock and Wayne is going for John Cena leading in the wrestling.
Oh, shoot. I remember that. Death the Team, bring it.
Death the Team, bring it. I'm not oblivious to the fact that it is the same song every time he comes. If you smell what the Rock is cooking, crack a joke that may be little things you really shouldn't be saying nowadays. And it's like one of those things where, okay, I want the Rock and Roman Reigns. I want that match. But I also understand that in order to really move the business forward, it can't be what we got from Rock and John Cena, you know, and because essentially to get Rock and John Cena, you would have to do, like, Rock would have had to beat Roman and then drop the title to Roman, in my opinion. Otherwise, it's just like, okay, he just came in and get washed. But now it's a shift, because now I think heel Rock actually opens the door for face Roman. But right now,
there you go. So you already cracked open a can of worms, brother.
It's just, and the thing is, like,
couldn't help myself, sorry.
So, of the Rock, I was really excited because I haven't seen that Rock before, right? It's kind of like, if you want to say, you know, I go to church, my group, we sing the same song, we're gonna sing Color Purple, we've been singing it for years and years and years.
You gonna sing Step in the Water,
right? Man, love the song, favorite song, but then we switch it up. And we take a trip. We sing that song. So now it's like, okay, I thought I wanted this song because I was going to be excited, right?
Right.
But now you done gave me something else.
Something fresh. Know?
Exactly. We've been eating steak with this Bloodline story. Now we about to get some lamb. And
that's expensive.
And it's easier. It's better for the digestive system.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot leaner.
Exactly. So that's what's got me excited. I want to see now, because now it's like, now it's you hear a lot from wrestlers. Shout out to Derek Frazier. When, you know, we started doing this, you know, we was always around him a lot. And one of the things he said, man, look, sometimes if I have a bad day at work, I can go play heel and just relieve a lot of those frustrations. You know, part of what makes Jay Bougie so good is because, you know, deep down inside, the person John is a nice guy, very respectful young man. A boy, when he's Jay Bougie, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, facts.
Sure. You know, and even like we've seen that with like a lot of other wrestlers, even like when Reverend Ron Hunt and, you know, that whole feud with Shane Taylor and Kenny King, all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
when
you see all this, it makes it more exciting. So now we're gonna hear, because The Rock knows what people are gonna say. Because I told y'all before, he in the gym, he looking at the phone, he gonna talk about everybody talking about his bad movies, why he need the business, and he gonna make y'all sorry y'all ever disrespected his name.
Wow. That, now see, Brother Hugh, I apologize. I should have went to you first. Now, to Brian H's point, when we talk about The Rock, he's what we're hearing is there's an evolution of what he was, right? And that was right. Like, it's the next version of like, oh wow, we haven't seen this version of The Rock. Like, where it's this combination of all these different things that The Rock used to be, and then you take that on top of what he's giving you today, right? Which is fun and exciting. The Rock came out, he pretty much, his explanation for turning heels, he has an attitude. He said, we were going to give you the best WrestleMania main event of all time, and you right. Crybaby blank blank blanks ruined it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that man is hilarious.
And he like, and that's like the driving force behind, like, this is why, like, we were doing you a favor by giving us the family. Now you try to deny us, and now like, no, you're going to get the family. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this version of The Rock, where we're seeing like, we're seeing shades of the old Rock, but we're also seeing it layered on top of the new Rock? How do you feel about this version of The Rock, the newest member of the board of TKO Sports, kind of making his presence felt in WWE, especially now aligning allegedly with the Bloodline?
I'm glad they made that change, because I didn't want Goody Two Shoes Rock. What okay. I thought we were going to get, about it. To be honest. Like, I mean, he's been Goody Two Shoes for how long now? Every time he returned, he's been, you know, the People's Champ Rock. People's Champ. Yep. Nah, let's start something different. Let's read the crowd. Let's get in there. Let's get into your heel mode and just take over and dominate. Do what you do. Mm-hmm. And that promo, like I said it before, it's corny, but it was great because we got that mixture of that old Rock,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood, and the 90s Rock. So it was great in all aspects, you know? So, hey, bro, I'm loving it. I'm loving it for sure.
Shout out to everybody.
Why was it corny?
I mean, it's the same corny spiel, bro. Let's be honest. Like, after you hear it for so long, he's been doing this for how many years now? It's the same spiel.
The promo?
The promo, the same style of promo. He's been doing the same thing for the years. The catchphrases, all that good stuff. And it's like, I think at this time, in this modern era, you mm-hmm. were not really used to that type of promo. But the fact that he was able to bring it back mm-hmm. and make it relevant, that's what's great about it. If you understand what I'm saying. So, mm-hmm. like, from my viewpoint, it was just kind of corny because I heard it before plenty of times. And it's...
I mean, we've been around for a while.
Yeah, and not seeing him in the spotlight for a while, and then you see him come back and spit the same stuff, and it's like, all right, okay, Rob, we need something different. But he brought it. He still brought it and made it impactful. So I can't. He's doing his thing right now. It's no wrong. I'm glad he'll rock his head.
We'll get to the bottom of this, because I wanted to kind of put that into that's the meat and the potatoes of tonight's show. It's because we have to address The Rock involved, is his involvement in the Bloodline, and where do we go as far as WrestleMania is concerned. But before then, we have one last step. There's a few things that has happened in that kind of goes along to this story involving the Bloodline, right? But I think the next stop to WrestleMania will help us put these pieces together just a little bit more. So we're going to head to Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We are, as of Saturday, where's my notes at? This is my other notes. Saturday, February 24th, 5 a.m. Is that Eastern time here? Eastern time here.
Yeah.
We're looking at Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this also sets the tone for what happens next in regard to WrestleMania. We kind of already have one situated storyline as far as main event. We're still not sure where this is going to go, but we're going to decide who's going to challenge for the next world championships as far as the women and as far as the men are concerned. So, gentlemen, this is really, usually this will be a Elimination Chamber preview show, but it's not too much to preview, but we're just going to jump right into it. Who wins this year's men's Elimination Chamber? First, let me ask you this. Is this the right audience? Like, we have Kevin Owens, we have LA Knight, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, Logan Paul. Are these the right gentlemen to be in the Elimination Chamber this year?
Oh, that's a new question.
In Perth, Australia. Think about it. Like, there's a handful of contenders that are not involved. You know, for like an AJ Styles for one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Who else lost?
The only one I'm not really sure of is Kevin Owens.
We'll talk about it. Why are you hating on Kevin Owens? Wait a minute now. I thought you were going to say somebody. You threw me off, Brother Hugh. Kevin Owens. What's going on? Why do you think Kevin Owens?
Nothing against him. It's just if I had a choice to get rid of somebody or somebody, you know, the one that doesn't fit the most is Kevin Owens out of the crew. You got to think Randy Orton made a big return.
Sure.
He can't be out of it. Mm-hmm. Bobby Lashley's hot right now. He can't be out of it.
Is he?
Logan.
Is
he? He is, though. Is he? He's over. He's over.
He is.
He is over. He so is. You know, kind of. And he's an established player, so like kind of have to put him in. You're right. Drew, we already know what Drew is about.
He's been LA Knight,
absolutely. LA Knight, yes. Logan Paul, he's been on fire, but he also gives you that. Yeah, he gives you that. He gives you the opportunity to have that spot monkey, that spot in the elimination chamber. He's going to do something spectacular. Kevin Owens, he fits.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's nothing against him. Just I see him as the weakest link.
Okay, so who do you? It's weird because he's like right in front of the graphic with the links on it.
Right.
So who do you replace Kevin Owens with? If you had just say right now, say Brother Hugh, creatively we got to make an adjustment. We're not sure about Kevin. What direction do you think we should go in? Where do you go with that?
I believe, honestly, I would say Sammy is probably a better pick, just for the simple fact that he has beef with Drew. He needs to be relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
He just came back. So, like,
he's got his own story to finish in a way, doesn't
he? Yeah, he has his own story with the bloodline, all that good stuff. So, yeah, he just makes a little bit more sense to me as opposed to Kevin Owens. And like I said, again, nothing against Kevin Owens. He just doesn't fit. Like, it's other people that we can put in there.
Okay, this is getting good. Brian H., what do you think? Are you okay with this year's Elimination Chamber group? Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, Logan Paul. Are you okay with this field, or do you feel the same way as Brother Hugh? And if you do, who do you feel should probably be, you know, who would you add to the chamber if there's somebody that you prefer or somebody that you're not really too high on right now to be in this match? Now, this is a big show now. Remember, this is Perth, Australia. Like, usually these are the in-your-house pay-per-views. But, you know, when they leave the country, these are almost like almost WrestleMania-esque. Like, this is like a run-through. You know what I mean? Like, these are beyond stadium shows. Like, these are like big-time premium events. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. I can't take nobody out. Okay, it's because it's only a four-match show, plus the segment with Seth Rollins and Cody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wish Bronson Reed could have been in this year's, especially he was in there last year's, but let's face it, it's kind of like one of those things where you can put him in if he takes out Bobby Lashley because he has that beef with Karrion Kross. So you can kind of get Bobby out of the match, but it's like, because it's going all the way to Perth, you don't go all the way to Perth to do something like that.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that's confusing. Logan Paul is a star. Randy Orton, you got people who want to see Randy. Exactly. LA Knight, you're trying to make him into that next big thing.
Next guy,
and I think the feud with LA Knight and Logan Paul starts now. To take us into Mania. So
you don't think that Kevin Owens and Logan Paul are not going to continue their story?
It'll be finished, be maybe like a week or two on the SmackDown. Okay, I don't think KO is weird, man. Because
I never liked him on SmackDown. Let me just say that.
I hate him on SmackDown.
Just, like, SmackDown at one point was like considered the land of opportunity for guys, you know what I mean? Even as early as like 16-ish. Remember when we had AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal, that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, they were carrying the show at one point. And Kevin Owens was on that part of that group, but he was a United States champion. And I was like, dude, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's just my two cents. But continue, sir.
Yeah, no. So that's the thing. I just don't think, to me, he's like the odd man out. But at the same time, if you kind of want to, like, I don't know, have Sammy come from the ground up, and possibly finagle his way into a world title match. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know. It, to me, it's just Drew McIntyre's match. Like
Is that kind of obvious at this point?
He's hitting.
I feel like we're gonna get some shenanigans, man. We're gonna get some shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Grayson Waller's gonna come out. Maybe Austin Theory come out and mess around with Kevin Owens, get him eliminated, help out Logan Paul. And that'll start something else up. I guess his program for WrestleMania or whatnot.
So are we in agreement that we are expecting this particular match to set us up for other stories going into WrestleMania? Because you know, about a week or two ago, we had the conversation like, man, it seems like that whole press conference, that whole presser around WrestleMania was solely around the main event. And you were like, wait a minute, we got like less about 2 months until the actual show. And like, we don't know what the other, you know, matchups are, you know, because the focus just was on just so monumental on We Want Cody and The Rock and then the Bloodline itself, which just overshadows everything. So are we in agreement that this, the Elimination Chamber is going to help kind of navigate the next feuds going into WrestleMania?
I think so.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. For sure.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. So let's just call it while we got it right now. So who are we calling to win this match for the Elimination Chamber? We all saying Drew McIntyre? Is it that obvious?
Yeah, he's coming out with broken dreams.
You got to let it go, man.
He's going to do it the same way he did in the castle. Just the intro.
He was in Wales. That doesn't count. Like, we're in Perth, Australia.
Nah, it's too much of a pop. But yeah, no, Drew is on another level, man.
He has to win.
I think he wins it, and this is the moment he gets. It's like, sheesh.
They
like,
owed it to him. This is his
love. This Drew McIntyre.
He has stumbled into a situation by accident that I think is going to work out wonders for him, because it's hard to stay a main event player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he has done an excellent job of staying relevant and staying in that space for such a long time. And then, like I say, with these unfortunate accidents, he's the only one that's been on a roll since the beginning. He's been picking with CM Punk. He's been picking with Seth Rollins. He's been picking with everybody. I'm just like, dude, he's the only one that's in the forefront that doesn't have a title around his waist. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, shoot, he's already there. Let's just continue to go with it. So we're just going to call a spade, and we're going to say this is Drew McIntyre's match to lose. So Elimination Chamber, we are calling for Drew McIntyre to win. So let's head over to the Women's Chamber. Bam. So the women's match that we have set for the Women's World Championship match, which means the winner receives a title shot for the Women's World Championship match at WrestleMania 40. We have a returning Naomi. We have Liv Morgan. We have the man, Becky Lynch. We have the sultry Bianca Belair. She's absolutely stunning. We have Tiffany Stratton, who was earned her way. And then we have Raquel Rodriguez, who was also returning, set up for this Elimination Chamber match. Now, this one is a little perplexing to me. And you guys are higher up on women's wrestling than I am. So, and I say this because you guys have worked in the industry. You guys have worked with women's wrestlers in multiple areas and in multiple situations, whether it's creative, whether it's live shows, whether it's backstage stuff. So I need your expertise on this. Mm-hmm. When I look at this particular chamber, it seems biased to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our main event set with Bayley and Io Sky on one end. Now we're looking for the next contender for either Rhea Ripley or Nia Jax, which we're going to get to in a moment. When I see this card, I'm like, okay, I see a returning face. I see like three returning faces, two solid foundations, and a newcomer. Does this seem pretty balanced to you all, or would you guys prefer a little bit more established heavy hitters rather than, you know, these kind of fresh faces looking to establish a name for themselves?
This is
for this particular chamber match.
This right here, this is perfect.
Okay.
Because of everything you just said. Literally, returner, you know, the solid main eventers, you know, like, We're in an era, just thinking, all of those ladies, with the exception of Naomi, had prominent runs on NXT. Naomi, an FCW person. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She goes way back.
You also have two black women.
The socials.
The Irish women.
The man.
Exactly. and a Hispanic woman and two white women. So all of this, you know, and then you just look at, like, I mean, it's so diverse. If this isn't a diversity poster, like Tiffany Stratton was somebody that when you first look at her, he's like, oh man, they got a new Trish Stratus or Mandy Rose and this, that, and the other. But man, in 10 minutes, she'll make you forget about all of them. And not forget isn't disrespecting them, but you won't compare her no more. And that was key with her matches with Becky Lynch. You never, after when they had their feud at NXT, I remember tweeting, she did something, and I said, don't ever compare her to none of the other blonde bombshells because she's her own woman. I mean, she's trained by Greg Gagne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If that
doesn't. How did that know? That's news to me.
Yeah. Yeah. She talked about it with Kaz and Dave on The Masked Man. She's trained by them.
AWA left him.
Exactly. So. You know, and then, you know, to see like Bianca and Becky being your vets in there, it's just, man, this is everything. Like I said, I think it's Becky Lynch's match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially just because, I mean, again, we know so much. We know she got a book coming, but
you always spilling the tea.
If I'm going to make a swerve, give me
swerve when you drive. Cover.
2K cover WrestleMania match Bianca versus Rhea.
It is.
All right, see, this is why I'm confused, is because this is what Triple H does. He tricks us. It's because those two matchups both can be huge box office draws.
Crazy. Yes.
And then I'm always thinking to myself, okay, so if Becky Lynch wins, bam, what do you do with Bianca? Okay, if Bianca wins, bam, what do you do with Becky Lynch? And you want to give them meaningful things, because you don't want to make the women and give them throwaway opportunities and programs, because now, you know what I mean, we're not being fair as far as how we're trying to depict our women as superstars, not just lady wrestlers, you know.
Yep.
So this one has me most perplexed and interested. But Brother Hugh, who do you feel like wins this year's women's Elimination Chamber match and to receive a women's world title shot at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia?
Well, the way they're teasing it, it makes sense for Becky to win.
Okay.
It makes sense for Becky to win it.
Sure.
But I'm once again looking at Bianca, because she came out, she cut that promo at the kickoff, talking about how she made it. Well, she had three moments at WrestleMania, the past three WrestleManias. So what's in store for her this time? So I can kind of see her winning it in face of Rhea. But also, if she doesn't win, I'm looking at a feud maybe with Tiffany. That would be great.
Okay. WrestleMania.
Yeah. And you still have Jade out there too. You don't know what's going on with them and the Kabuki Warriors and all of that. That's the person I'm looking at. I'm looking at Bianca. Okay. She has a lot to win right now, you know what I mean? Because, like you said, she's on the cover of the game and whatnot. And Becky, she has the book coming out. So it's literally those two. Those are the two that I'm looking at. But I feel like if Becky doesn't win, she has Nia to fall back on. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Assuming Nia is not going to beat Rhea Ripley.
No, that's not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen at all.
You can't
kick out Liv too. This is her fourth elimination chamber, so she has experience.
She's the most.
She's going to show out too.
Oh wow,
Miss Elimination
Chamber. She is clearly reliable in these situations. What say you, Brian? You said who?
It's literally those two. Those are the two key points right there.
About you, Brian H? How are you feeling about this year's women's elimination chamber match? Who do you think comes out alive for a title shot at WrestleMania?
I'm going to go with Becky, but, you know, I feel like she got a chance to steal the show. Shout out to A-Lane saying that saying Raquel could get the W. I don't see it. And I see what they said, no beef with Rhea, though. But, I mean, the championship is always beef, in my opinion.
It's
the money. That, and Rhea and Bianca's going to want that moment. But I just feel that maybe I'm hoping I'm not gonna work myself in this shoot.
Wishing,
hey, you brought up the Kabuki and Warriors
and praying, really,
man. Bianca and Jade.
I knew it as soon as you said it. I was like, hey, I knew it.
Bianca and Jade, man. I'm going good. To I'm get me the action figures now because y'all niece,
bro.
She already got the little plush Bianca doll. So
both those women are built like action figures. You talking about? Yes. Oh my goodness, it's like statues.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Bianca's moment right there.
Yep. I don't know if it's just the WWE flair, but Jade looks that much more gorgeous in WWE cameras than she does in AEW. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's because like she started wearing the long hair, looks like Storm from X-Men, or what's going on.
You remember at church when they would have all the old cameras?
Oh yeah,
in the basement.
Yep.
That's what WWE did to AEW.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good way of putting it. If people just only knew.
Y'all know people gonna get mad. You know what you're doing? Where AEW? They don't get those cameras. It's a $1 billion company too. So you know, did you see Odyssey Jackson Jr.?
Listen, I know he did the interview with Chris Van Vliet. I have not watched it because I want to. I got time to sit back and literally, let me give me a good hour and a half and just watch this thing.
I listened to it in the car. Yeah, shout out to Chris, man. He knows the questions to ask, man.
Journalism at its finest.
Oh, and that's the thing people don't realize. Like when he had McKenzie on his show. Right. He talked about getting his start in the business over in like one of the local radio stations. And, you know, a lot of the times I always tell people, you know, a lot of us out here, we're not just marks with a mic from Amazon, you know. Mm-hmm. we Amazon. Yeah, we know what we're doing, man. We go to these, we sat in them classrooms.
Yeah.
You know,
back when production was way harder than it is now.
Talk about it. Cameras was big. What was your camera called that you loved?
Oh my gosh, the HMC 150.
Yeah,
the Panasonic HMC 150. I was obsessed with that camera.
I think you should get it just because, even if you don't use it.
I used one the other day.
Wow.
They on the job. Well, not the other day, but before Christmas break, we were doing a staging a program video for American Sign Language. They had a press conference set up, and they wanted me to bring a camera. And they literally had an older one, you know, it's the size of a boombox, like the bag. You know how the bags we used to carry.
Yep.
And you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the HMC. It was one of the advanced ones, had like a P2 card in it, you know, whatever the advanced.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And I said, like, we set it up. And I was like, I'm going to plug it up, see if it actually works. And I found a battery charger. And best believe I turned it on. And I was like, wow, this is, it doesn't even look the same. Like, you get more quality on these iPhones than you do on those big dogs. You know, we used to be obsessed. We were like, man, if we could just get one of these Panasonic HMC 150. They were like $4,000.
Yep.
But I looked one up though. I said, man, let me see if it's on eBay. I know they got to be cheap now. Nobody wants these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the crazy part of the video quality.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's the crazy part, the video quality. You look at it like, dude, the viewfinder, like, ugh, this looks like VHS tape. But that's neither here nor there, man. This is production, like you said, brother. This is our first rodeo. We've been doing this production thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of production, when you look at the main event for the women's, we have a women's world title match between Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax. Now we know that Rhea Ripley is in her home country, her home continent of Australia. I don't know what part of Australia.
So is Nia.
What?
Yeah.
She was born in
Australia.
See what?
She was born in Australia.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Sydney.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What? You learn something new every day.
Yeah, I just learned that.
I had no idea.
So put in the Google machine, and I'm not comfortable that they got Nia Jax weight on Google.
That's not nice. She has lost a lot of weight, and she looks absolutely stunning. That's not okay.
Oh my God, she is beautiful, bro.
You gotta see her in person.
intoxicating.
I hope
so. Aura, just the aura. Like, you can see she's happy.
And that's exactly what she does. She wears her happiness. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But shout out to Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair helped her on her fitness journey to help her, you know, get to a healthier state where she could feel that way about herself. But that makes our question that much more intriguing, is because this week's Good for Business, Bad for Business is the conversation about Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley. Is this the right main event for such a major show in Perth, Australia for Elimination Chamber? So, gentlemen, I present to you, as we work our way to the main event of our show and get into the bloodline, because there's some stuff that's going on. Is this good for business or bad for business? Two native Australians. I'm just calling her native Nia because she was born there.
Right. She grew up in San Diego.
Right. Yeah, it's just like she was born there. Well, so she's a native Australian.
Hawaii and then, but yeah, we're going to go where she was born. You know how it was, man. The business dictated, you know.
Of course. And you know, even like in New Zealand, that's not too far from the Pacific Islands. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they share a lot of similar cultural elements. You know, we think about the haiku and all of
those picture.
He picked the most glamorous photo of Nia Jax. That's why he was sitting there like, yo, she is gorgeous, because he's been sitting on this graphic all day just looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. You're daggone right.
She used to be a model before she was a wrestler, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So if she's serving face, it's because this isn't her first rodeo. This is a brief pause. Hush over the crowd. Anyway, good for business, bad for business, gentlemen. Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley, brother Hugh. I'm because you cracked first, so now I'm going to force you to answer the question: why you're trying to get yourself together? That's how you get honest answers. Is this the right main event for Perth, Australia Elimination Chamber for the Women's World Championship? Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley. Why
absolutely
is that, sir?
I mean, because for obvious reasons, it's in Australia, and mm-hmm. your biggest superstar, women's superstar, you know, one of the biggest superstars on the roster right now is Rhea Ripley. So why not give her a moment, you know? And the fact that she's going against Nia Jax makes it even better, because
mm-hmm.
Nia is pretty much the only person that you can see possibly standing up to Rhea and really beating her.
She has been very dominant since her return.
Yes.
So I agree.
Just going off the way they built this story between mm-hmm. those two, yeah. That's the only formidable opponent that I can see right now. Besides Becky, of course, later on down the line. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect matchup.
Brian H.
Like, I can honestly see Nia mm-hmm. knocking her off. But let's be honest, it's not going to happen.
Now,
Rhea is just too big of a star.
You know the old, you know the age old adage. You know what they say about, you know, most people dropping title at home. Would this shake things up for WrestleMania if Nia Jax were to win?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
To drop it to like a Becky Lynch, maybe at WrestleMania to give Becky Lynch her moment. Triple H does.
See
there. Yes, there you go. Now you got to rethink it. Brian H., let's let Brother Hugh get himself together. Good for business or bad for business? Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley. Is this the right main event for the Women's World Championship in Perth, Australia for Elimination Chamber?
Oh, it's great for business, man. It's good for everything, because just the image right here.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea has been on a dominant run, you know. And now you see her against Nia Jax, and Nia has been known to knock the women out. She done already busted Becky open.
You
can
say something else, Brother Hugh.
right.
So
he had to catch himself.
I wasn't gonna say that word.
Okay, because it's still like
define. That's their license, not mine. But she's been known to do that. So because of that, a naysayer. So
knock a naysayer out.
But now, you know, so because of that, it's this collision course. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
That's and a great way of putting it.
Yeah, so Rhea's biggest challenge. It Rhea is on China levels, let's be real, because she's been like Steph Curry, just a hot hand. Everything she touched, buckets. But now it's time to go against a super team. Mm-hmm. And kids should get over the super team. So this is great for business. I'm excited for it. There he go again.
Look at him.
I can't help it. She doing all the good work.
Look at her. Yeah, he said he can't help it.
Did you watch Total Divas?
I did. Faithfully.
You go have you paint. I didn't watch it
faithfully.
Do you ever watch Total Divas when it was out?
I watched a couple episodes. I wasn't like,
listen, before later in the seasons, man, before they went pandemic, they had a girls' trip. They went, it got a little wet and wild. Oh, yeah. you know the Bellas took on a camping trip?
Yeah.
Let's just say at the end of the night in one of the episodes, it got real nude in a hot tub with all the girls just letting it loose in Nia Jax's mom.
Oh Lord. So what episode was that?
I don't know which one. I just remember it was towards that the later seasons, like I said, before things were starting to was right about to shut down. Natalya, the Bellas, Nia, who else was with them?
Was Trinity with them?
I don't think she was with him on that trip. She might have been. Because, you know, because Jonathan Fatu don't play that. So I knew she wasn't. Right. She wasn't about to jump in and hot tub all drippy, drippy.
Paige,
yes. Yes, the son, yes. The pale princess.
I think I have a rabbit hole to go down. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Can you watch Total Divas on Demand? Is it on E? You watch it on E? E on Demand?
It should be.
You can find it. Okay. I will find it.
Look at it right. On E. Look it up on E on demand. E. Total Divas, man. E. was it on E? It was on E, right? Yeah, it was on E. On E. So I think we can agree that it's obviously good for business. Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. I think they work well together. They bounce off each other well.
They do.
As far as their chemistry and they have a different dominance, right? One has one level of dominance and the other has another. So it's I think they match up very well. And I think this is going to set the tone for WrestleMania. We often talk about when you're a champion or your challenger has to get ready for that next level. And I think like you said, Brother Hugh, Nia Jax is another one of those challenges for Rhea Ripley. Because think about it, Rhea Ripley lost to Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. She gave up the NXT champion. And we were like, you got to lose that first one. It's because this is where you're going to learn everything. And then it's going to be your turn to main event these WrestleManias or be in the same spot that she was. And this is where Rhea Ripley is now. Think about it. Ever since she lost to Charlotte in WrestleMania, she has completely become like the centerfold for women's wrestlers. And I know it's not easy for them to get over. And I'm talking about not like in the women's segment. I'm talking about just superstars. Like your name, your image, your likeness, NIL, is on like front and center. It's not just like, okay, you're the hottest of the women's segment. Like, nah, you're the hottest segment. You know what I mean? It's like a black artist trying to, you know, you got the number one soul record, but you're trying to get on the pop charts. You're trying to get the top 100. You know, you're trying to cross over. Right. And I think that's very important between the two. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we all agree that it's good for business. Obviously, this matchup, I'm looking forward to it. I think they're going to do very well. I think Rhea Ripley is going to show off, you know, being back in her home continent. So we're looking forward to this matchup between Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax. We agree. It is good for business. Speaking of good for business, the Bloodline. They've got some unfinished business. Because and we saw some with this. What's going on with this, man? What's going on with your boy? Brian, this is your people. Because this is ridiculous. We're watching Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. Championship Culture had just did a full episode on how the Intercontinental Championship running through the Bloodline. That was the whole focal point of the show. If you missed the show, head over to youtube.com/TheWrestlingRealm Championship Culture Playlist. I believe it's episode 4. They talk about the lineage of the Intercontinental Championship involved in the Bloodline and all the major players that played major parts in developing the importance of that championship. And we all sat there and we watched that show and we followed up the following week on the Wrestling Realm Now podcast, and we said that we believe that Jey Uso could potentially be the next one in line.
Mm-hmm.
Now we knew he had the odds stacked against him, you know, going against Gunther and Imperium. We knew what it was, the longest reigning intercontinental champion of all time. But we were convinced, like, man, he's got the momentum. He's got the crowd behind him. This is his chance to win his first major singles title. And what do we get? Jimmy Uso sticking his nose. This is not funny. It's not funny, Brian. Jimmy Uso sticking his nose in his brother's business again, making it very clear, like, nah, you're not getting no singles title before I do. First of all, like Jimmy Uso can't catch a break because they interfered in the match between Drew McIntyre and Cody Rhodes to start the show off. Mm-hmm. And he goes to dap up his baby brother because it's like 8 year difference between them two. And Solo just left him hanging. He just got his hand out. Though. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. He's trying to dap him up and he left him hanging. I'm like, Jimmy Uso can't catch a break. But here he goes again. Like, these guys are on different shows, and Jimmy has gone out his way to pick a fight with Jey Uso this close to WrestleMania. What in the world is going on? What is Jimmy trying to accomplish? What is the bloodline trying to do? We understand Rock. We understand Cody. But what's going on here? Why did Jimmy Uso interfere in this match with Jey Uso and Gunther?
He told him. He can't do it without me.
He's trying to find his way onto the WrestleMania card, too.
He can't do it without him because he keeps interfering.
He's going to bring Jey back to the bloodline.
There's no way in the
world. That's the end goal.
Now, why is he trying to bring him back to the blood? Is he trying to bring him back because he feel like as a group they'll be stronger together, or does he just want him to get back in line because he doesn't want I think Jonathan is what, like 7 minutes older than Jey.
He's a couple minutes older. Yeah, he's a couple minutes.
So like technically in their culture, he's twins or not, he's considered the older brother, and that's what they have to abide by.
Right. He wants him to get back in line because of that. Like you said, he's a big brother, and little brother's still in the spotlight. He said it. Like, you're getting too big right now. Just remember, I'm the older brother. I'm always the bigger brother. I'm always going to be that. So that's one part of it. But the second part is, look how strong the bloodline is supposedly right now. And I'm doing rabbit ears with that.
Like, yo, we going to get to it.
Yeah. Look how strong the bloodline is. So imagine if Jey come back home, then they can go and maybe take.
That's DX. Yeah, bro. NWO.
Hey, yes.
That's too much, exactly. Man. The Rock, they was bad enough by themselves on their own. You talking about adding The Rock into the mix now? That's too much.
Crazy.
What about you, Brian H? What's up with your people?
Man, look. Jey got to fall in line.
No. See, there you go.
Jey got to fall in line. I was like, Jimmy, let him win the IC title, then go take it from him.
Dylan said it first.
Right. Let's hit but Brian, how does that happen though? You know, we have officials now, you know. Nick Aldis is trying to tighten things up now. You have Adam Pearce trying to tighten things up. He made it very clear there will be heavy fines handed down. We're on SmackDown, there's no love lost between the competitive general managers, right? And we're not talking about talent exchanges, and the only reason we're seeing competing show talent on the same show is because they're all competing for same spots. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about it. We said, we wonder how they're going to decide who goes into the chamber with, you know, sharing talent between two shows. And they said, they went out of their way to say, we have contractually come to an agreement that our talents will mix for this one opportunity. So they're being intentional about letting, you know, like, listen, this isn't the old school Raw Super Show where it's a Monday Night Raw and it's a Super Show and SmackDown falling under it, right? So it's like, is that a good strategy, Brian H., for him to let Jey win it and then try to capture it? Like, how's he going to get to SmackDown? We still don't know how that happened, how Cody Rhodes pulled that off. He said he had to do something. Like, look, man, we had to pull a few strings.
We're still waiting to find out. But, you know, I mean, Roman's the tribal chief, you know, and he's the tribal chief. Okay. And Jey is under his tribe, regardless of whether he want to act like it or not. So
that's a good point.
Jimmy would have sent him, like, he would send Jimmy, like, look, go get that belt. Your brother don't want to fall in line. He want to say yeet. Go get that title. You know, and they clearly come to wreak havoc because it ain't just with, it wasn't just with Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jey, you know, so the bloodline is clearly wreaking havoc because, we, you know, got to reestablish dominance.
Is that what's going on, Brother Hugh? Are they trying to reestablish dominance, or are they just being a butt?
Both.
But yeah, would you do that to Dathan? Would you do that to him? See?
Yeah,
when it's your family.
He would cost him.
Listen, Brother Hugh, I swear, if it was instant replay, like he paused for a second and looked off, like, well, I don't know. I don't think
leg smacking off.
Right.
I was like, see, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. Let me put it back. Let me put you in the right mental state. Just if he was getting too much shine, if he was whatever, you decided, wait a minute now. We brothers and all, hey, but god dang, just think about
it's
it.
WrestleMania you're season, man. Nature. It's WrestleMania season, yes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I said this is dream match. Go ahead.
My bad. I was about to say it's a dream matchup for them anyway.
It is.
We already know this.
So are we saying that is this a setup for WrestleMania, brothers?
Yes,
that's what we're looking
of
at.
Course.
Okay. Brian, you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Jimmy. Okay, so once again, the wrestling realm. So we take stuff a step further. We go a little bit deeper.
Right. Jimmy versus
Jay, WrestleMania. Is this the year for it? Is this the right buildup? Is this the right time for it? Think about it. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns last year. I said finish the story. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed when Cody lost. I said, dude, how? Like you did all this, and then you
had
saw
nice shirt
what happened
that looked like WrestleMania 7.
Yeah, just. He just won't let it go. And then when you saw what followed and the stories left for the bloodline to tell, you were like, okay, well, all right. And then you look at now this long-term buildup to like how Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns this year is like on a completely different level compared to anything he did last year. Like it fails a comparison. And I'm like, dang it. This is that Dusty Rhodes Triple H stuff. Cause now, this WrestleMania makes more sense than last WrestleMania. Like him losing leads to this. And like, yeah, yep. I would have been happy he won, but he was like, look, if all these other guys didn't, Cody Rhodes respectfully felt like if I just come in from an outside company and win the championship or Roman and just beat him, you know, what does that say about everybody else that contended for this championship? Like you just downplay the entire roster because everybody lost to him for whatever reason. And all of a sudden now the outsider leaves, comes in, after being away, he just wins like that, and now it's the Cody Rhodes era. And I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, he ain't that good.
And that's what he was pretty much saying. Like, that's bad storytelling. He still had the hero's journey. You know, we talk about old school literature, stuff we read in high school. Like, he was still living out those themes. Like the hero's got to go through more adversity to get to this point. He's got to have... You know what I mean? So it's like, here we are now. Mm-hmm. Do we need to see the same thing between Jimmy and Jay? Or are we okay with like, okay, this is the time. This is the time to finally tell the story between Jimmy and Jay. It's because if Jay beats Jimmy, what's the benefit of it? He beats him, so what? You know what I mean? Oh, he finally puts him away. Like, they're not on the same show. It's one thing if they're on the same show, right? And imagine every opportunity Jay got, Jimmy just always interfered. Didn't matter what he was doing. Like, he couldn't get away from his brother. You'd be like, I got to get away from this. Losers got to leave Raw. Losers got to leave SmackDown. But like, okay, so they wrestle at WrestleMania. They have their match. Jay wins. Jimmy goes back to SmackDown. Jay goes back to Raw. Where's the follow-up? Is there a follow-up? Does there need to be more build-up for Jimmy versus Jay?
No, he already cost him three titles. Yeah. Cost him a WWE title, US title, Intercontinental title. That's enough.
That's enough, like, right there.
And it's been happening since August. You know, he blindsided him. He's like, I tried to get away. Because essentially, it's like Jay's trying to avoid this fight.
Yeah.
So now it's like Kane and Undertaker. And to the point, like, you know what? I can't take it no more. Now it's time to go to work. You know, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy.
Yeah. There's always this button pushing that goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? That and even Brett and Owen, those stories wasn't nowhere near as long as this one.
No,
because Jay and Jimmy go back as far as Jimmy. Ooh. Well, yeah, but also Jay, remember when Roman wanted Jimmy to fall in line and then Jay left because they couldn't get themselves together, you know what I mean? And then them accepted Sammy into the fold, and he was the last one to do so. You know, it's kind of like it goes back so far. Like, dude, you don't trust me. Like, when Jimmy came back and he was like, oh man, we could do our own thing. And Jay's like, well, nah, we kind of, you know, and then he tried to talk to him all sideways, calling him all types of things like, oh man, you know, that's why Jimmy came out with the shirt. Nobody's, you know, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
It goes back so far. So it's like, yeah, it's time. Jay got to like, you know what? Now I got to lay you. I got to put you down. You know, cost me so much money. You know, cost me my sanity, my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it because you're my twin brother. He gonna have to go to his. He gonna have to go to his little son. He gonna have to have a conversation. Look, daddy got to put Unk down. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even take like when they barely take pictures together. They was at one of the weddings, and I think somebody covered one of their faces. You know, it's man. Daggone Sami Zayn.
So you saying? So you saying it's time?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. Yeah, pull the trigger.
Okay.
Should have never let Sami in the bloodline.
Like Dylan said. It might be like a best of three or something. You might get a nice little series out of this.
That's another thing. So, like every WrestleMania match doesn't have to be a culmination. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just the beginning, or you might be in the middle of the story that you're trying to tell. So that's also
AJ Styles good for that.
Yeah, what the AJ Styles has had great matches everywhere but WrestleMania.
Right.
Because now I'm trying to figure out what the heck is he going to do for WrestleMania now.
You know, his best match was his best match at WrestleMania was with, right?
Shinsuke.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
It wasn't Shinsuke.
Cool. No.
Shane McMahon.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't
when they opened up 33. That was arguably match of the night.
I blame Vince McMahon.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, technically, match of the night was the pre-show with Austin. I was about to say Austin Rivers. Goodness gracious.
Austin Aries.
Yeah, Austin Aries
and Neville.
That was
the Cruiserweight Championship. And then they had the nerve to cut that match from the DVD. That's what put Neville over the edge. He's like, I'm done with this company. I'm going home. Give me my release. Yo, I'm sitting out.
Dude missed out on so much money.
He didn't care, bro. And then he got
because of that.
These issues.
Because you know, that's the most sold DVD, regardless, just because people want to have WrestleMania in their collection.
And that's how people get their paydays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virgil, your big homie, not doing too well.
Favorite wrestler, right?
Yeah, but, that's his favorite
wrestler, yeah. DC, how you trying to put on me?
Yeah, it's your big homie. Mm-hmm. But he even said, like, yo, he was getting nice royalty checks.
I got a check for $5,000 last week. He's like, what?
Okay. That's when he tried to recruit the real to be a wrestler. He was going to be his manager. He was his
community that guy to ride the wave, and then like take me all the towns, and I got to pay him a certain fee. Like, all right, now how much you got tonight, young fella? I need about $350 of that.
Oh man, it's so true because that definitely be happening.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was in the 90s,
bro. Yes. It be happening today, and these wrestlers be
today.
25. Yes, bro. You know what it is? I'm going to let y'all know a secret.
Uh-oh.
Wrestlers don't watch wrestling DVDs. They think they're too cool. A lot of wrestlers think they're too cool to watch wrestling. And so like I always give Jay Bougie his props, right? Him and Amber, two people I would sit there and talk about stuff. And they was like, well, yeah, you know, in the documentary, this, that, and the other. I was like, oh, so you watch? It's like, bro, Bougie be like, bro, the answers are all right there. Like, if you watch Triple H's documentaries and Paul Heyman's documentary, they're all right there. I learned a lot of wrestlers don't watch wrestling documentaries. And it's literally the biggest cheat code to the business.
It really is, though. Especially the ones like this. That's the truth, though. Like, how do you think we got so hip to everything? Exactly. We didn't just watch the product. Like, we were DVD kings.
Mm-hmm. All day.
We wanted to know what was going on, exactly what you was thinking. And then it's like...
access now.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, especially now. And then, like, when you hear other stories, you're like, okay, cool. Like, you know, the biggest thing we used to talk about was what happened with WCW. So we had, like, we had the original Monday Night Wars DVD that was, like, brief. But then, like, when they came out with the rise and fall of WCW, you're like, oh, okay, this is what they're talking about. And then, like, years later, once again, when Eric Bischoff comes out with his book, you know, and then, you know, he does another series of special. Now you start to put all these pieces together, like, okay. It makes sense. But yeah, man. Oof, man. So we're talking Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania. Let's move on to the next part of the bloodline. We're getting back to The Rock. And this is where we wrap up the show. The Rock is done. he makes his comments. We know this is what I was afraid of. Like, okay, The Rock coming back, he's about to, he's being rare form. Tell me why. We're not the only ones who thought this, by the way. This is why I'll be talking about this now. Everybody's not so convinced that everything is okay with this photo.
It's all peachy.
Like, everybody's not convinced. Like, man, they feel like something is up. Why is that, Brian? Why do you feel like there's a chink in the armor? Because when we see the bloodline right now, at one point, we're like, man, they're at full strength. But then The Rock comes out as a full heel. He's got that Versace vest on, shades and diamonds around his neck. And all of a sudden, now people saying, I don't think I'm buying The Rock's loyalty to Roman Reigns. What's going on here, Brian H? Are you the title of today's show was, do you smell what the bloodline is cooking? Or does something seem strange to you? I'm gonna go on the record and say something seems a little off about this. I don't know about you, Brother Hugh. I don't know. Brian H isn't gonna be in denial about it. That's why I'm asking him first.
Absolutely.
You guys see something strange about this whole situation? I don't know, man. Something seems off. Am I tripping? Is the world tripping?
You're not tripping at all.
When I was on YouTube, everybody did shows about this. I'm like, okay, so we're not the only one talking about this. I looked, I said, okay, so it's a couple people that's doing shows about this. What say you, Brian H? Brother, you just pay attention to see what he says. Let's see where he goes. Go ahead, Brian H. Does something seem a little off about this whole situation to you?
I mean, did you see the family tree?
Yes.
They need to
send that out in a graphic. Like, please put that out. Like, make that public.
Right.
Like, that needs to go on the wall somewhere.
Mm-hmm. The Rock as the high chief. So he's different. That's the reason why they all throw their ones up, except The Rock throws what he throws up because he's the high chief. He's been sent.
What is he throwing up, Brian H? What are you saying? Why is
that's a secret.
Now, is that a secret that The Rock knows? But does the bloodline notice, or do they know it and we're just outsiders because we're not culturally involved?
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah, bingo. Oos.
No.
Okay. All righty then.
No, I checked. It's okay to say oos. I saw a bunch of people saying that on the air, but you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Can we keep it real? I'm going to be real with y'all. This might be a little controversial. There was a time in seventh grade when the cornballs of the class, Brother Hugh remember this because they was his best friends. Decided to troll us. Mm-hmm. Was walking around saying, yo. Hey, yo.
Oh, see, sounds a little racist. I'm getting a little racial vibes based off how you said it and the tone of it.
So I remember being so pissed off because like y'all, I done went to school with y'all since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Y'all mofos ain't never say yo. All of a sudden, now y'all trying to troll us. You know, because truth be told, I ain't start saying it till fifth grade. That's when, you know, black side came out.
Yeah.
So. So I had to last year during the Elimination Chamber before mm-hmm. the main event. I sat mm-hmm. there with the homie and I asked, is it okay? Because I do not want to be disrespectful to nobody's culture.
Of course, especially when they've been good to us.
Bingo. So, but yeah, you know, it's all good. Everything is good. Everything is great in mm-hmm. Bloodline. This is what we've been waiting for. You saw they both walked out side by side. And even afterward, Rock shook hands with Jimmy and Jay. I mean, Jimmy and Solo. Everything is good. That's why. But he got his head because he is the high chief. They wouldn't make a show of such a chink in the armor so fast. It'd be way too soon because they know people going to talk about it. And they know everybody going to think they know more. The Rock already put it. He said, look, yeah, I heard something will be going down in Perth. Y'all call me. Let me know what happens at Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't trust this. Brother Hugh, what do you think, man? Because Brian is biased.
Bro. It's too many signs out there right now that The Rock.
Talk about them. What are the signs that you're saying, Brother Hugh? Let's put people on game. What are you thinking? Well, what are you looking at?
Well, first of all, what did he say to Cody when he first showed up?
It was something
I'm cordial. Better than you, and you know it.
It was something cordial because Cody Rhodes was okay with it. Like he was supportive of it at first. The Rock didn't get mad at Cody until Cody said something about his family. He mentioned the High Chief. That was a no-no. Mm-hmm. Like even I know that. Like, mm-hmm. don't talk about the High Chief. He said, Like The Rock was like, whoa. You just mentioned my grandfather. Like you Cody did mention the guys who took the blood oath. Like, talk about the relatives. Don't talk about he's you know. But
bloodline started it though.
They did. Don't get me wrong. But what you're saying is true, brother, because something was said, and we do know it was cordial because Cody was willing to take a back seat to say, you know what, if this was right.
Absolutely.
And I felt like it might have been along the lines of, Cody, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing for business.
But what did Cody say? He said he's going to end the bloodline. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So how do you end the bloodline? You bring in the big dog to infiltrate the system and get rid of Roman Reigns.
Okay, hold on. So you talking collusion right now. You talking conspiracy. Yes. So you
they might be working together.
This is breaking news. So you're telling me who? Come out. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm going there.
I got to catch myself real quick. Brandon, are you listening to this? I want to see what you have to say after this. Brother Hugh is going on the record. He's saying that you think there's some collusion going on.
Yeah.
It's because Cody said he made it clear he was going to destroy the bloodline, right? So what better way to do that than to bring in...
Hold up. Dylan don't miss, man.
Dylan is sharp. He said, I did it for The Rock. Like Rikishi said. Oh, boy, that was great. Took me back. I did it for The Rock. Oh,
that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Uncle Keith.
No, something's up just because your boy said something, Brian Ace, the other day. He was like, I think Rikishi got one more run in him. Oh boy,
he itching. Yeah, I ain't never seen
like he lost some weight. He like he getting shape again. You know something's up because these guys haven't been posting on themselves on social media lately.
He hasn't.
So
he wanna get in so bad.
Yeah, he does. He wants a part, he wants a piece of this pie real bad. But I'm trying to figure out. How would The Rock benefit, Brother Hugh, from your theory? And what you're saying is true. If Cody Rhodes says, I need to destroy the bloodline from the inside out, I'm going to get The Rock. Now, The Rock has no reason to, let's put it this way, we don't know it right now. He put up that image of his family for a reason, right? And, you know, he seems to be supportive of the fact, like, right now is Roman's turn. He's the one. It's his run. He's the one responsible for putting bread on the tables. Like, this is what it is. And I got his back as big cuz. But you're saying Cody Rhodes is coming to tear that down. And you think there may be some collusion between Cody Rhodes and The Rock. What would The Rock benefit from turning on his own family? Because it seems like he benefits from the bloodline being successful is because he showed that elaborate family tree. Now imagine him showing that elaborate family tree, like that was the most detailed depiction or definition that we have gotten of the Samoan wrestling dynasty, right? Between the grandfather that took a blood oath, the family, you know, and I was like, okay, so this is where it officially began. Like, I didn't realize it was Roman's grandfather that took, you know, like my grandfather, Roman's. I was like, oh, okay. And then he had the other elders, you know, on the top that, you know, because on one side it was Yokozuna's parents, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, okay, I'm putting it all together. Do you think culturally that's the right thing to do? If like what's The Rock's angle? Does he want to be the head of the table? Does he feel like maybe somebody's out of position, or is he? Why would he help Cody take down his family?
Right,
because look how
Roman, he's like he thinks he's a part of the family. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't talk about you. He said, right, like facts. How you gonna take down the family?
Facts. Look how Roman has been running things, though. What happened to the family? It broke up, right?
Ooh.
Jay is gone, right?
Ooh,
it's broken up. And The Rock is all about what? Family. At the end of the day, Roman, he's been acting as if he's the big dog in the family.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is the main breadwinner, no matter what. So he's coming back to take his throne.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Put Roman in his place, bring the family back together, and it is what it is.
Taking the title from him, though, knowing that's how he feed the rest of the family.
It's about The Rock, bro. He doesn't even. It does, it's not even about the title, honestly.
That's how it's, Roman feeds the family.
It's deeper than that, though.
Mm.
That's how he feeds the family, though.
That's fine. That's fine. But The Rock is the top of the line. He's the top guy. He feeds the family.
See, that's what I wrestle with. That's the part I wrestle with. Like, that's, well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He feeds the family. Roman just needs to fall in line. He's going to fall in line. That's the way that I'm seeing it. I'm throwing that monkey wrench out there. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Cody win the title. I don't want to see Rock turn on him, but I'm just being real. I'm just throwing another scenario out there.
Man, you fishing.
What do you
think? I mean, think about it. Look at it too. Doing that promo on SmackDown, The Rock. This was just great camera work too. When he said what he said about absolutely. When he said he's going to do everything in his power to make sure, what'd he say? Make sure that you walk out at WrestleMania loser. And they shifted the camera angle, and it looked like The Rock was pointed at Roman Reigns when he said that.
Somebody said that too.
I said, oh my gosh, there it is. Then for him to throw up the L at the end.
He definitely threw up an L. Like that's the part that seemed blatantly obvious. Like, what's the deal? Like, this is what everybody started to get suspicious. Like, come on now, that's not a point. Like, what's wrong with your fingers? Are your fingers broke? Man, what's the deal?
I love you, Rocky, but you kind of suspicious right now, brother.
Mm-hmm. Brian, do you find his behavior suspicious? What do you think, brother? I'm telling you, brother, he's digging down some. He's on some Bray Wyatt type stuff. God rest his soul. I'm like, now we going down these rabbit holes again. Don't get me wrong. What he's saying makes sense. I'm like, man. But for me, I'm trying to figure out what the motive would be. But now I'm like, wait a minute. There's still some things we don't have answered, like who sent Solo.
Facts.
He said the elders. Who are the elders? Like, I don't trust Triple H. Like, they put that map up there for a reason. Maybe they were showing us who the elders were.
Could it be Rocky? Could he be the elder that sent them?
He might be the representative. He could be the speaker for the elders.
Maybe. Could be his mama, like we said before. Who knows?
Brian H., what do you have to say?
Mm-hmm. Look, man.
See, here you go. See, here you go, brother. There you go. Here you go.
We did this with Bray Wyatt. And we did this with, he ain't even relevant no more, Dexter
Loomis. Yep.
Everything was flipped upside down. This stuff is too obvious for it to be right. That was just great camera angles to trick you.
Okay.
So you think they're just throwing us off the scent because they know we're going to speculate? Is that what that is?
Yes.
That's fine. I'm just throwing it out there. Like I said, you already know where I stand. You already know where I stand. You know what I'm saying? I acknowledge my tribal chief, but let's be real, though. You see it.
And he will be the longest reigning champion in the WrestleMania era.
I just want him to be healthy. That's all I want. 1, 2, 3.
And then they're going to do that gif. They're going to replay that TikToks all over again. When you're 60 years old and Roman Reigns wins the championship.
Did you see the one when he defeated Jesus Christ at WrestleMania 76?
That don't make no goddamn sense.
Roman would be offended.
Hey, bro. That's crazy.
So my question is, The Rock plays a part, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe Jey Uso plays a part. What does that mean for the Samoan Wrestling Dynasty when, you know, everybody kind of goes back to taking a break again, right? Nobody's on TV every week. Roman, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's home again. Like, this is, we're having a WrestleMania run, but now it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What is the end game as far as the bloodline and The Rock? Because The Rock just got there. So they don't seem like he's going anywhere.
He's not. Anytime
soon, obviously,
he's
right?
He's not going anywhere. Nah. He'll be around for a while.
Does the bloodline still live on without a Roman? What's the deal? Like, what's Solo, the end game?
Tribal Air.
He is, exactly. But he's still a baby though. Like, he's the youngest.
Hey man, a lot of free agents.
Oh, see, there you go. Well, now, what are you getting at, Brian? Oh,
Jacob Fatu. A lot of free agents, man.
Samoan Werewolf. He looks good too. He's thinned out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I was like, you know, he's very agile. He's just like, he reminds me he has the agility of like old Yokozuna and Umaga mixed together. Like, you know, this guy can jump
in the tight
rope and moonsault. You know what I mean? Something serious. Mm-hmm. But every time we try to come to a conclusion, we can never figure this out. But never. You know what, though? We will live to fight another day. I'm not so sure what's going on with The Rock and the Bloodline. I don't think I smell what the Bloodline is cooking, because I smell collusion and I smell it real bad. But I guess we will figure this out
Can we talk about Jimmy's face during that whole promo?
Bro, I told you, like, look at him.
No, Jimmy is hilarious, bro.
He the only one who can be him. Like, they marking out, laughing, going crazy. He just be obnoxious.
That's how I felt when they jumped freaking Cody Rhodes and on that Raw match, and he was cheesing just like that, and he was like waiting to get dapped up, and he left him hanging. He just kept his hand there. I said, man, put your hand away, bro. This is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust Jimmy. You, man. He does too much.
I love it.
Do we see a Bloodline Civil War at WrestleMania?
Yeah, with Jimmy and Jay.
You don't see any other issues or disruptions with The Rock. I think I wouldn't be surprised if The Rock turns on Roman Reigns either. Or somebody causes him to lose. Like, he's, you know what I mean?
It goes back to this. Dang it, Triple H. I blame Triple H.
That's what it is. That's what it is, bro.
That's it.
That's what it is, man. We got to freaking blame Triple H.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's all about the game. It's ridiculous.
We've never been stumped like this before. Like, we sitting there trying to figure this is 10 years ago. We'd had this mapped out in the first 10 minutes of the show, and then came back the next show like, yep, we was right. Like, we used to do. But now, man, I feel like Triple H is doing a lot to throw us off our scent, because he's found a way to keep the product surprising despite what we think we know. I think Dirt Sheets took a huge hit, because people don't take Dirt Sheets as serious as they used to.
Nope.
Sure don't.
You know what I mean? So
there's like 500 different scenarios, and they were all wrong during that presser.
Bro, of course.
Ooh. I'm all for cooking Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's a moneymaker at this point. But you know what? The Bloodline is making plenty of money for the WWE, and I expect them to make plenty of money for Perth in Australia for Elimination Chamber this week.
Hold
we
on,
got an early start.
I'm reaching. What if Nia wins the title and joins the Bloodline?
Come on, bro.
And everything.
That's NWO stuff.
And everything, man, is all good.
Bro, it's NWO stuff now. Now it's like crap. Because now they're getting involved on the women's side.
Did y'all notice,
like, covering
Jimmy?
All grounds.
What'd you say about Jimmy?
Did you notice how much he like got in shape quick?
Bro, remember he came back kind of tubby, and I said, nah, he dropped that weight real quick.
No,
it took like 3.5-4 weeks. He was back to being slim again. I said, oh yeah, he wasn't playing no games.
Yeah, his wife with him.
Well, yep. that also helps. Yeah, you know what I mean. He's like back on the road with his woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we're going to revisit this again. We're gonna and we can't even come to a conclusion, which is a good thing, is because guess what? We get to enjoy it as fans. We get to watch it as it happens. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in Australia. And like I said, brothers, this has been the most conflicting and like crazy road to WrestleMania that we've had in a long time, man. Shout out to Triple H and his creative staff, his team, and all those parties who are involved. But we all want you to, of course, follow us on all our social media platforms at Wrestling Realm, subscribe to Patreon, Twitch, and YouTube at The Wrestling Realm. Shout out to everybody that joined us in the chat. Look, Brian, you're still reading comments. Look at that. 9 p.m. wrestling, please. Yes.
Congratulations.
There you go, Dylan.
We got to get up early. He's like, huh, yeah, now it's your turn.
Right, exactly.
Right up with you. Hey.
Thank you. Thanks. Shout out to everybody in the chat for joining us. We appreciate your opinions and being involved in the show. If you guys have more ideas, please leave them in the comments. We'll definitely get to them. And we will continue this ride just like the rest of everyone else is riding. Though we're looking forward to Elimination Chamber this Saturday, February 24th, 5 a.m. Eastern time, as well as WrestleMania and everything else in between. Brothers, we've done it again, but guess what? We still got more to do. So join us next week right here at the same time, every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch Championship Culture every Tuesday, 8 p.m. at youtube.com/TheWrestlingRealm. Playlist Championship Culture. We got to get out of here. We will see you next week. We appreciate you all. We out. Mr. Man, Ryan Waters.